The earthquake that struck Nepal over the weekend has now left more than 5,000 people dead. The international headlines paint a grim picture of a country struggling to take care of its people. And although that crisis may seem far away, a group of Nepalese in Boise are trying their best to help friends and family. Reporter Frankie Barnhill has more.
Sheetal Dhakal is a grad student at Boise State, and he's lived in Idaho for the last year and a half. When he heard news of the quake, he immediately tried to reach out to his family, but their cell service was down.
I was trying to get hold of my family, who did not have access to network, so it was like a whole 6 hour of waiting, so I couldn't sleep whole Friday night. And it was on the Saturday morning I could finally talk to a friend who knew my parents and my family were okay.
His parents live in the eastern part of Nepal and have been living in a tent for the last few days. Dhakal says he can hear the anxiety in the voices of his friends who live in Kathmandu. He says a lack of water and food are the biggest issues right now.
I could hear that they are really in miserable condition and they were expecting someone to help them.
So Dhakal and his Nepalese friends have started an online campaign to get supplies directly to the country and are holding a vigil at Boise State tonight for those who died. That event starts at 7 in the plaza in front of the administration building. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.